You know, I think, as I said, they want people to get along. We need some relief on property taxes, and I'll go into that in some detail in your other question. And then business development, you know, keeping our kids here, making good jobs. Workforce housing is big, and I know Manhattan's doing something about that. And then I've got education and child care. So just to highlight a couple of things, you know, we already have revenue above forecast that's been coming in for almost 2 years now. And this is separate from the what I'd call one-time funding that came in from the federal government. And we have on the books already since, I think, not 1965, things like LAVTR and CCR, which return revenue to the cities and counties. It hasn't been funded since about 2001, and that's over $2 million a year. If you can remember, Ron Wells was a big proponent of that when he was on the county commission, and then city commission worked, and Ron actually went up to talk to the governor about it. We just have to work harder to get that thing placed in effect, you know, so that we put the money against the law. We also have a business process for the first time, I think, about 15 years in Kansas to make us more competitive for landing these big businesses. And we provided some incentives. I know in the Commerce Department, we worked on this pretty hard for give businesses incentive to provide training for people to either boost them up in their present job or to bring them along and train them for the task that they're hired for. And, you know, overall, we're trying to keep as many Kansans in Kansas as we can. And on the workforce housing, you know, the things that Manhattan has done, at not only to put together a little program, but to put some money against it and be a model for other cities. Some of the things we've done up at the State House, you know, we have some redevelopment for older neighborhoods and some things on rural housing, but those are relatively minor. You know, you really have to work this at the community level and get people involved with some rebuilding older neighborhoods and things like that. K-12, fully funded, but special ed isn't. We've got to make some progress against the impacts of the pandemic. We were talking to the school board folks not too long ago. And, you know, some people are looking for instant results from that Gannon decision. But, you know, if you start funding something, it takes the kids starting at the bottom to go all the way through grade 12, where you really start to see the difference. So it'll take a little while yet, and particularly trying to catch up from the what we lost in the pandemic. I've been a big proponent of higher ed. I think our universities and colleges are somewhat neglected as being an economic engine. You know, they not only produce the talent we need, whether it's in construction science or bioscience, but also in research, which promotes innovation and I think brings in new companies and keeps our graduates here. So I think President Linton is doing terrific work already out there, and great faith in him. Also, Jim Gannat out at MATC. As you know, Manhattan put together a child care task force essentially centered around the Chamber of Commerce, and they developed a structure for how to help solve the child care problem, which is, you know, people who need child care really can't afford it. And those who try to provide it really can't eke out a living from it. So the task force submitted a SPARK grant. We'll have to see. That hasn't been allocated yet, so we'll have to see how that goes. But this will provide not only a somewhat of a remedy for Manhattan, but should provide a model for across the state. So there's some good things going on, and actually there's a little bit of money to help solve some of these problems.